CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, W4DJW with one announcement.
For DJW, do you want to make your announcement now or later?
I'll go ahead and make it now, and might want to make it at the end of the roll call as well. The other day we were announcing that there is a bill that's going to go through the South Carolina House on the 21st. It's going to be read to the House on the 21st of this month, and as many amateur radio operators that could go down there as possible would be good. Since then, we found out that they may not even be meeting on that day. We may have been given a wrong day. Stay tuned into the ARRL and for the section, the Roanoke session, that's West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Stay tuned into that section of the ARRL to find out when the correct day is for when we need to appear for the reading of the bill that is going to allow amateur radio operators to put antennas up in neighborhoods that have HOAs. That's all I've got. Go ahead and check me in, negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net tonight, Patrick.
Are you going to be back around to make that announcement, or would you like me to make the announcement at the end of the roll call?
You can go ahead and make that because there's no guarantee I'll be in and out of here, and I may not be here at that point in time. So go ahead and make that same announcement. We don't know for sure it's going to be the 21st. Stay tuned to the ARRL section, Roanoke section, to find out when the correct date is.
After that, will do. And with that, we'll go ahead and recognize Mr. Dave, W4DJW. That is our net control manager, and he is in Greer, and you'll be in and out. So thank you, Dave, for coming by and bringing us that announcement. And I will announce it one more time at the end of the roll call. So thank you for that, sir.
Thank you, Patrick, W4DJW. Back to net.
Any other announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will start with new amateur radio operators and give them an opportunity to check in. If you've not ever checked into the net before, just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest for you. Just call Net Control or KO4HKX. All right, I'm assuming we got none for tonight. There's lots of testing sessions and I've heard quite a few of them on the repeater lately, so just want to give them an opportunity to check in here. I know for my experience, it can be a little nerve-wracking the first time, but we're here to help you and want to encourage you along in the hobby. So with that, we'll begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Mail, K4XMR. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4SCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. Then we've got Mr. Michael, KX4MT. And next we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH. And next on that list is Tony, N4ASW. And then we've got Miss Kimberly, and he brings on Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN. Next on that list is Mr. Scott, KX4YM. Next, we'd like to welcome Landon, KG4WPN. Next on that list is Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Then we've got Mr. James, KD4HEY. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome this group in. And first on that list is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they make their home down in Piedmont. And Rick, thanks for stopping by and checking in. I do appreciate that. But we have an EchoLink station up now, so we're going to jump over here and check in our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Your EchoLink station is awful noisy tonight. I was able to get most of your call sign out of there. But, Stephen, if you want to work on it and check back here in a few minutes, I'll give you another round at it. But we'd like to recognize KA4PQA down there in Greenwood, Mr. Stephen. And, Stephen, thank you for coming by and checking in. And like I said, if you want to try again, logging out and logging back in, I will come back to you in just a few minutes. But with that, we will try Alpha through Delta. That Paul's listening. We've got everybody for that pass, and we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, and Harry and Candler. Good to hear you tonight, and you folks stay dry down there. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over there in Candler. And, Harry, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you stay dry up there tomorrow also. And thank you for coming by and checking in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HK.
Not watching the Super Bowl, Patrick. KC4EZN.
Well, Mr. Harry, I've got some pretty stiff competition, I guess, tonight because pretty slim check-ins, but that's to be expected. We're going to pause here and let our EchoLink station try again. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
This is KA4PQ. Well, you ought to be able to hear me. You ought to hear me much. You ought to be able to hear me much better now. I know you have me checked in already, but I'm rechecking. No traffic and no traffic and no rag queue.
I'd like to recognize Mr. Stephen, just so now that he can get in here on his own. KA4PQA down there in Greenwood. Thank you, Stephen, for that. And appreciate you being persistent there and coming back and checking in with me. So, with that, Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, the Phonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Good evening, you and Elise, and all over there. No traffic, no comment.
KX. District. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
For HKX. You and a few others. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. And your team wins. 7-3.
4, HKX. Good evening, everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray. Name's Leon. I'm in Hendersonville. And also, if you include my lovely bride, Wendy, her call's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray. And we'll be in and out. Nothing for the net. Good evening. And thank you for calling that there, Patrick.
We'll pause here and we'll recognize this fine group. First there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, down there in Tuxedo from me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And he's over in Fletcher. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the 146-640 net on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And I know he would love for you to come over there and check in and help him. And that repeater does have a tone of 91.5 on it. And most of you from the Greer area will be able to hit that repeater. Should be able to hit it with no trouble. I usually do when I'm down that way in the tool truck, so shouldn't be too much trouble for y'all. And I know he'd love to have you check in. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a wonderful wet weekend and staying dry over there tomorrow. And with that, we'll move on up to the next one here, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. And Duncan makes his home in Asheville. And Duncan is one of our Monday night net controllers. And I'm pretty sure he is calling tomorrow night. So, Duncan, I would love to have you come by and check in with him. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home down in Greer. And, Larry, I have you down for some comments later. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, KD4IOX. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make the home in Hendersonville. And Leon, if you're on that new radio, you're sounding real good. I about didn't recognize who you were, though. you sound so much different. So, good job. And I'm glad you had a good trip down to Hamcation. And look forward to hearing about it. So, with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. Oh, well, we got an Echo Link station, so we're going to pause here and get our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume he's just listening for now, but Echo Link station, if you want to check in, I will try you again here in just a few minutes. Would love to have you check into the net. Look forward to that. So with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. With that, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. Eddie Simpsonville will be hanging around to let a roll call, low traffic for me.
For HKX. Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and I appreciate you calling the net tonight, Patrick. Thank you.
4 HKX, 3 seconds. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, that's great. Bravo, Lloyd, and Princeville. I'll be negative and negative.
So, 4XKX. Hello, Patrick. This is Kilo Red 4, November Hotel Bravo. KQ4, NHB. This is Danny, Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4XKX. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert and Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'll pause here, and we'll welcome this fine group in. First there, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman. And Walt, really good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome our resident elder. That is Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. And he makes his home down in Simpsonville. And Eddie, really good to hear you checking in tonight. It is my pleasure to check you in, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KQ4NLU in Greenville. And Ken, good to hear you, and thank you for coming by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lord, KO4PXB in Simpsonville. Lloyd, thank you, sir, for coming by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, down in Greenville. And Danny, thank you for stopping by. Also, and then we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4O, down in Piedmont. And Robert, thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. Do appreciate that. And we have an EchoLink station up now, so we're going to try them one more time. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Richard, if you're having trouble checking into EchoLink, if you'll send a message, I'll see if I can't get that from you on there. But you're not coming in with across the repeater. So, but I will keep checking back with you and trying again. Thank you for being persistent and coming by, sir. But with that, we will try one more time. Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX.
Net operator. This is KQ4ONA, Kilo Quebec 4 Oscar November Alpha, checking in. I'm Rick in Pickens, South Carolina.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KQ4ONA in Pickens. And Rick, thank you for being persistent there and coming back and checking in with me. I do appreciate that, sir. And glad you got checked in. But thank you, sir, for that. And with that, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Mayor Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. And please tell Miss Bernice that Elise and I said hello, and we enjoyed the visit yesterday. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that, we're going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
Coach Kick. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by. And really enjoyed that video you sent me earlier today. Really needed that today. And with that, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Mr. Tommy down in southern Greenville County. And, Tommy, thank you for coming by and checking in. I do appreciate that, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that pass, and we will open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that silence, we'll assume we've got everybody in the first pass, and there must be quite a few people watching the Super Bowl tonight, and I hope they're enjoying their time and with friends and family and enjoying the game. So with that, this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations, rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. First on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry in KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX and the net. Well, it's a pleasure to be here tonight. I know a lot of other people are doing something else, but I'm happy to be here. been driven kind of mad today trying to record an internet radio station. WKAR. That's in Lansing, Michigan. It's a college station. And they broadcast, or not broadcast, but they they're available on the internet. And I'm searching for a program that I used to listen to years ago. I understand it's still on the air on some public radio stations like that. My ignorance is showing, I suppose. I'm having a hard time. But anyhow, it's been a fantastic day. A little bit of rain early on, but boy, I tell you, when it's when February is like this, I can take it. As long as it's dished out, I can take it. Reasonable temperatures and, well, anyway, I hope that everyone who is watching that football game feels that their time is as well used as I feel mine is by being here. That's all I got to say. KK4JBQ.
Let me pause here. I forgot to do something right quick, so, and I'll be right back to you. Dave asked me to make the announcement at the end of the roll call about the HOA bill going through the Congress right now, or not Congress, but the state Senate. They have the wrong date, so you need to stay tuned to the ARRL website and the Roanoke section for updates. And I'm sure if there are any updates, you can come back here nightly at 9 p.m. and Dave or Mr. Phil will come by and update you about any changes in that. So sorry about that, Larry. I forgot to do that before I called ragged you. But yeah, I'm with you. I hope they're enjoying their time watching the game. And I lost interest in professional sports and college sports years ago, and I just haven't been able to watch any of it in years.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm trying to recall the last time I did watch a game. Do you know, I know by the which number it is, I believe. Which Super Bowl game is this? Do you know?
Sir, I have no clue. I couldn't even tell you who's playing in it this year.
I'm on the same page there, but maybe there's someone listening who would grace us with that little bit of knowledge. Do you know which Super Bowl game this is? Anybody?
KO4QLD.
58. All right. The last Super Bowl game I watched was 25. you know, that's an easy number to remember. I had a particular reason to watch it then. I was interested in the halftime show. It was a group that I used to belong to, and they were doing, you know, a nationally televised thing, and I just had to watch it. Wasn't so interested in the game. I was interested in halftime. But there's been, goodness, 58. There's been a lot of games since then, eh?
There have been quite a few games since game 25. So, been a few years since you've watched it also. I guess the last one I watched was probably mid-90s. Like I said, I just lost all interest in any kind of sports like that. But I will say that's right around the time I got married also, so that probably had something to do with it.
All I know about the Super Bowl is that there's some guy named Taylor out there, and he's supposed to be really, really fast. And I'll just leave it with that, Casey, before he's in.
Some guy named Taylor.
With you. I don't even know who she is either.
That is so hilarious. I'm killing myself laughing. That was hilarious.
Troubled with somebody, so let's give him an opportunity to come in here.
Sorry, it's KQ4ONA. I had to jump in. I was just busting myself laughing when he said that. Some guy named Taylor, and he's so fast. That's just hilarious. KQ4ONA.
Thank you for stopping by. And yeah, I'm laughing at that myself because that's pretty funny.
That's Harry's good sense of humor and fast. I mean, he's fast on the pickup there, I think. KK4JBQ.
Wait and see if Harry was going to come back in there. But, Larry, what was the program you on the radio station you were trying to listen to again? The old station or old section of their show?
I was in college in 1993, 4, 5. I was finishing up a degree, so it only took me 3 years. And the station at that college ran a program called the Folk Sampler, all folk music. And that's the music that I was raised on, that and country music. And they have some similarities, you know. And I did some recording on cassette tape. And I was just browsing in the internet one day, and I found that it is still on the air on public radio stations around the country. And this is one, I used to live in Michigan also, and that station I had listened to, WKAR, I listened to that. It's in Lansing. And so I found that it was on their schedule, but I can't find it on the schedule now. It was scheduled to air on Sunday nights from 8 to 9 o'clock. And that fit what I was expecting. So I made some kludgy provisions for recording it. But something else is Official and Shamrock is airing at this moment. So I don't know. Maybe I was looking at an old schedule. I'm a little bit confused. So recording audio from a radio on the internet is no small task. But everything is kind of an uphill climb, isn't it?
They don't want you recording that, so they make it very difficult, would be my guess. And I remember hearing the Folk Sampler on some stations, or which ones it were, but not too many, so it shouldn't be too hard to go back and find out. But I will do some looking around and see if I can't find it.
That'll be super. Well, it's the host, as I understand it, Mike Flynn, the host of that station, is still the host, if it's still playing. And pretty low key, but really good folk music. Do you remember, since you're perhaps same era, do you remember Ian and Sylvia?
Not in the same era, but I tend to like to listen to some of that stuff from my grandfather. He played it all the time growing up, and he is into that. But I don't recognize the name right off. No, sir.
Big hit at the time, and this has to be the 80s, was You Were On My Mind. I woke up this morning, and You Were On My Mind. Very good harmony between the two. They were a married couple. And very popular for that particular one, but they did all kinds of good music. This is of no consequence, but there was a music store in my hometown. And I had never had headphones on. I didn't know what it was like. So I was in there one day. I was looking for a tape recorder, and everything was too expensive. But they had this demonstration rack with different headphones there. They were all playing the same source music, so the idea was that you could yourself decide which one sounded best to you. You just picked them up off the stand and put them on your head. And I found some that I really liked. Well, the source music they were playing right then and there was Ian and Sylvia. And I was just carried away. You know, this, forgive me, but people today may not understand what it's like to put headphones on for the very first time and the music is playing in the middle of your head. A stereo image in the middle of your head. In the best listening room that you can manage to put together at home, it can't sound like that because you have the ambience from the room itself, which affects the acoustics. But if you're listening to the source music with headphones, it's all right there in your brain. I just had chills run all over me. Something like that happens to, you know, an ignorant hillbilly like me. It sticks with you, I guess. KK4JBQ.
Can't say that the same for me in that experience, but I could see where that would happen if you were older and headphones had just come out and you got to enjoy it. Because I was a kid. They were always around when I was growing up. So, I was always something that I had or knew of, so it wasn't a unique experience to me. But definitely, like I say, I could see where that would be a unique experience to somebody in that age group.
I guess I was a teenager, not yet 20. But remember, I said ignorant, and I don't mind that label, especially considering where I grew up, back in the hills and hollers of Tennessee. I was really sheltered and didn't know much about high fidelity sound. I'd never heard of headphones. I was hungry to know things. I still am. That has stuck with me, and I'm so pleased with that. My sense of wonder at new things has not stopped. It's a good thing because computers were in my future, and while I struggle with them, I suppose everybody does, unless you're a programmer. And maybe even then you might feel that you struggle. But new concepts coming out every week, you know, that was something I just didn't know anything about. So I walk into this music store, and these things looked rather odd. Oh, yes, and they were on, I said they were on stands. They were on styrofoam heads. Maybe you've seen this. They were like mannequin heads, okay? But they were styrofoam. And you just picked them up off and put them on your own head. Where they went was obvious, you know, because the head looked like a, the features were a human head. Can you get that picture?
HKX. Yes, I can, Larry. And like I said, I could get that, experience something like that for the first time at a little bit older age where you could appreciate it and you'd never been around it. Because it sounds like you grew up a lot like I did, around here in these hills and hollers. And, you know, it was a pretty simple life back then. It wasn't like it is now. So, didn't have all the technology and all that stuff, computers. My wife and I were talking about it yesterday. We didn't have our first computer until after we were married, and we bought it ourselves. So it was not something that was common for us growing up, and we got married in 96, and it was probably 98 before we had the computer, so not been around all that long for me, but seems like that's all I do now.
Yes, indeed. You know, this is not news to anybody, but the introduction of new things really got cranked up, you know. Maybe 20 years ago, everybody was pretty innocent. And I think computers had a lot to do with it. Excuse me. That and associated technologies. But the framework is totally different. Your life wasn't filled with technology. A little hint as to how fascinated I was with the simplest things. My mother got herself a typewriter, a little portable typewriter in a case, you know, and she brought that thing out, put it on the kitchen table. She's going to learn how to type. Now, I don't know why. I just don't know why. Every once in a while, my mama would have an idea like that. She did that with a typewriter. She did that with a motorcycle. She never did get a motorcycle, but she always wanted one. And if you had known my mom, that would have seemed so foreign. It was to me. I mean, she just spun me around when she kept going on about where she would go and how she would rev it up. I still get a kick out of that. But anyhow, I was hoping that somebody, maybe somebody listening, would have had some experience with recording internet, with recording over the internet, a stream, you know. I know you can do that with some Audacity, I think, is the program that will do that. Video LAN client, VLC, will do that. I use both of those and have for years. And I guess you can put an address in there. It's called by another name, but you can put an address in there and it'll go to it. And if it is playing a live stream, it'll play it right there on your computer. It's a fascinating world. It really is. And my big toe is still just in the water. I'm not technically gifted in any way. It might be obvious. KK4JVQ.
Larry, I'm right there with you. It seems like I struggle to keep up anymore. And the memories of things like that growing up, where you experience it for the first time. I grew up in the era where we went from 8-track to cassettes to CDs, and now we're on the little the floppy disk, and then on and on and on. Now we're on the little bitty transflash cards, the size of a thumbnail. So, I mean, I've seen that progression in my lifetime also, and it is pretty amazing when you sit down and think about it.
That reminds me of something that, again, a personal experience, and that was mini discs. These were little encased, they weren't like compact discs, which you had to take out of the case very carefully and put in the player. Now, this was kind of in a cartridge, flat. It was very flat. And you put it in the in the player or the recorder. Some did record. So here's that moment when I got a chill. Strangely enough, now, it was at my father's funeral. And I wanted to record my father's funeral, and I just got one of these on eBay because they had already gone out of favor and nobody was carrying them. New stock, you know. So I picked up one on eBay, and some mini discs to record on, and I took it to the funeral. I'd done some other things beforehand, so I knew it worked. So at the great side service, I turned it on, and I wanted to be, this was very small, you could fit it inside your coat. It was kind of a cool day, so everybody was wearing a coat of some kind. So I had it there, and I had the microphone on the outside of the coat, and I sat there and just turned it on. Later I listened to that, and I could hear everything. I could hear the birds singing. It was an outside service, of course, and it just brought it back to me. It still does. From time to time, I have listened to that. The minister that officiated the graveside service chose something called the Dash, a beautiful poem. If you look, and this is the essence of it, it's not going to be as lyrical as he was, very well-spoken man. But in essence, it was, what occurs between your birth date and your death date on your tombstone? Well, there's a dash in there. And so, parenthetically, this is suggesting that a person's life is in between those two dates. And so that was his way of getting into my father's life and what he had done. All the people attending were family, friends, or co-workers, you know. It was just the most impressive thing. And that recording was so good. I just could not believe that something I could put in my pocket on the inside of the coat, I could put it in my pocket and have the microphone on the outside. Nobody knew I was recording it. Still gives me chills to think about it. KK4JBQ.
Like, again, it's amazing how technology has changed and the things that we were capable of doing nowadays. But to have that memory where you can sit and listen to it, that would just be an awesome thing to do. I mean, yeah, it's a funeral, but it's still something that's a very important event in your life and their life. Even though they're not there, it's still a very important event in their life because they've affected so many people. So, yeah, that would be awesome to have that.
I feel fortunate that it turned out so well, and it is you know, one of those things I'd run into a burning house to get back, you know. yeah, it's a treasure. And terribly impressive to me, who I think my philosophy is to let new things impress me if they will, if they do, and enjoy it, you know. And if I simply had no interest on the outset, well, you know, let it go by. Got to let a lot of things go by today. I mean, everybody does, but I admit to it.
For HKX, I'm with you there. There's so much information coming at us nowadays that there's no way you can process a tenth of it. It's just impossible. But must be great minds think alike, Larry, because I come prepared for you tonight to bring something up that I found that I thought you might enjoy. And I don't know if you ever deal with the app called Rumble, but I found I'm on it, and it's videos and audio. People doing kind of the same thing as YouTube, but it's an alternate form of it. And I found one on there that I thought that you would really like, and I've really enjoyed it. It's Life in the 1800s. It's got videos of interviewing people that were alive in the 1800s or their direct descendant, I've got it pulled up here right now. Andrew Jackson, a man born in 1866, the interview with him. The Civil War musicians playing their instruments. President McKinley, 1901 inauguration. And here's the two sisters doing an interview where their grandfather was part of the Revolutionary War. So it's that kind of thing. Here's high school teacher interviews talks about his inventions of starting GE and all that. So it's pretty neat to watch some of the videos and listen to those interviews of life in the 1800s and early 1900s.
Everybody witness, there you are. This is why I show up. I had never heard of Rumble, but I am going to check that out. This is another thing that amateur radio is good for. It's meeting people who, well, you didn't know it, but you sort of think alike, you sort of have similar experiences and appreciate similar things. And you're going to come across things that I'll never see on my walk through life. And we share that experience. We share that knowledge. Amateur radio, as they say, is 100 hobbies all wrapped up into one. And I do believe that. This is the one that I like probably the most. I like being here, and I'm happy that I have this opportunity, and I truly am thankful that there are folks like yourself who will step forward and learn what it's like to run the show. So thanks again. I've had my fill of satisfaction with this net tonight. Thank you so much. Turn it back to you, and whoever else is up on the stump next, I'll be listening. KK4 JBQ.
I don't know how much I am in charge of going on here, but I do the best I can, and I have come to thoroughly enjoy the net since I got my license and I've started calling. I have found this to be a very wonderful hobby that you can learn from and grow from.
and it will challenge you at times to keep up with the technology in it, and you'll be wowed at what we are capable of doing with just a simple radio wave of something you cannot even see. It is just beyond me that how that works sometimes.
The more mysterious it gets. Now, I used to when I was a kid. Maybe you did, too. I know there are a lot of people who take appliances or take radios. I took apart sewing machines, and I took apart lawnmowers, and I took apart other things, too. But when I took apart my first radio, I had a surprise. I didn't know what was in that box. I still couldn't name every part and its function. I do understand it a little bit more. But the thing that fascinates me, and I learned also that it is the most challenging part of this hobby. You can take a $30 radio and listen to the same source as someone who has a $3,000 radio. It's the same thing. It's coming to you over the air. It's free for, you know, picking out of the air. Now, the quality's different and all of that, but you can get into it without a great deal of expense. This is an important thing. I took apart a lot of radios before I made any intelligent attempt to repair it. And when you do that just once, I don't care. Even if it's just replacing a bad tube. You found that tube to be bad, and you found a replacement for it. You know, that was my first success. I replaced a bad tube in a... I don't think that even had FM. It was just an AM radio. Little table radio, you know. I couldn't name all the parts in there, but the tubes were big enough, and you could take them out. You could take them to the drugstore and put them in a tube tester, you know. Maybe you never did that. I mean, that's long gone. What drugstore has a tube tester in it today? But I did, and it was very satisfying. KK4JPQ.
Got me laughing there, because I was thinking about what drugstore has a tube tester in it now, and I'm sure there's one somewhere that still has that, but I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find it. And, Larry, I do appreciate you coming by tonight, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation, but I probably about forget that I need to check to see if we got any more check-ins, so I probably need to move on. And, again, if you need the link to that Rumble, just text me, and I will send it to you. But just let me know.
Right on. 7-3.
Well, that is, if you don't have any other racks, you
can... Let me see if I got any more check-ins, and then I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
We'd like to see if we've got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
KX. Everyone on the net, especially a good hello there to Mr. Larry. Good to always hear you guys doing your rag chew portion. Always good to come by on Sunday night and hear you guys in here doing the rag chew. But anyway, sir, if you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4. Oh, AK4HR. Gosh, can't even get my call sign out. Sorry, Patrick. Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. At home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, but good to hear you, Patrick. Hello, Andy. Hello, Larry.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
We'd like to welcome this fine group here, and we've got W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene down there in Taylor's. And, Gene, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir.
And then we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mike down in Simpsonville. Mike, good to hear you, and thank you for coming by, sir. And Mike is one of our Saturday night net controllers, and I know he would love to have you check in with him. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. That is our Wednesday night net controller and all things SwapNet. And I know he would love to have you check in with him over there and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And he brings along Miss Joy, his pretty little bride, K3JOY, and they made their home down in Easley. And thank you all for stopping by and checking in. We'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, and then I'll go back to Andy.